U.S. factory activity slowed.
Based on hitting a shareholder value as market capitalization.
A lot more global. So creating more programming not only for, you know, us here in the English-speaking U.S.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN.
And here we are. It's Friday afternoon, the weekend. Well, let's just say the weekend is here. Welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch. Steve Bertrand in the Allstate Skyline Studio on this sort of overcast Friday afternoon. We're just ahead of Cubs baseball. The Cubs and Twins are playing a couple today. I said that again. The Sox and the Twins. Earlier I said it was the Sox and the Brewers, so I'm having some trouble. It's been a rough week.
Postseason mania. It was a rough week in the news business.
It's been a rough week for all of us. The Sox and the Twins are playing a doubleheader. First game starts a little after 1, so the pregame is at 12:35. There's the second time on the show already. You've heard the voice of Andrea Haines, the editor of the Blue Sky Innovation from the Chicago Tribune. Welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be here, as always.
Did you check your Facebook feed today?
You know, I did, and I was apparently not one of the 50 million victims
I met you in the lobby. Yeah, I met you in the lobby. We took an elevator ride up, chit-chatted about not Facebook because it hadn't broken. I came back into the studio and get this alert that Facebook said today that, earlier this week, the 50 million users had their information hacked?
Exactly. Yes, it's rare that Steve chases me down with, hot off the presses right. News in his hot little hand. But this was a big one because obviously for individual users, it's potentially a big deal. And for Facebook as a company, it's a very big deal. There was an immediate market impact.
Was there?
Because, Facebook is one of these juggernaut companies that is, running our economy right now. And this was a very big piece of bad news.
So
apparently 90 million users were forced to log out this morning, which, is kind of a safety measure. I was not. And I think you said you were not.
Right. I was going to say, so that might be a sign if you were within the pool, maybe if you had to log out that maybe you
exactly,
were involved.
That's exactly.
And so it's just a breach. They're looking into it. They said they've contacted law enforcement and we just wait for the next one.
Yeah. And, they have so much of our data, so incomparably almost much, of our data. They need to prove that they can handle it safely. That's a big deal.
Right.
So this is just not good news. It's not at a good time for them.
Producer Bennett Wakenight he's had a rough week too, because people don't really care that much, but we don't know what's going to be scheduled and the guests haven't, but then the hearings yesterday, it's just been a stressful week for guys like Bennett. And he just told me in my ear that he had to log out of his Facebook account today.
Uh-oh.
So looks like he's been hacked.
Bennett's getting it all this week, but he always keeps a smile on his face, even at this moment.
I know, it's really weird. There must be voodoo involved somehow. I don't know how it could be. Okay, so Facebook, they've notified law enforcement, and I guess there's not much more you can do with that, right?
Yeah, it sounds like they've patched the, what allowed the breach to happen.
Right.
But again, it creates another cycle of just managing the perception of how much of our data they have, how are they using it, and how safe are they keeping it.
Okay, can we? I did do this earlier, so I don't mean to keep repeating myself this week, but I was on my laptop earlier in the week looking at a hotel in Savannah, the Cotton Sail Hotel. And I'm on my laptop. I'm not on Facebook. Facebook's probably up on a background screen or something. And I look at it, blah, 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 close my computer, go sit down on my phone 2 minutes later, 5 minutes later. And on Instagram then is an ad for the particular hotel I was looking at. Instagram clearly is not on my laptop. Facebook owns Instagram. I wasn't on Facebook, but if I'm looking at Orbitz or Priceline, or do they have deals with Facebook to share with them what I'm searching?
Yeah, there's tons of sharing, right? That's a big moneymaker. There's probably companies we've talked about on this show that are startups that are, arranged around this whole idea of getting people's data, better targeting ads to them. There may be some minor convenience to that. Basically,
right.
I think it's something that people are increasingly conscious of wanting to be careful about how it's used. And it just feels like every week or two, there's another revelation about some way that they're using it that makes your head snap a little bit. This week, there was one about a way that they're using contact, information via your contacts, some of which we've known before, but there were new aspects to this. So it just seems like it's a never-ending pattern of new ways we're finding out that they're watching us and sharing our data, and it disturbs people.
And so I made reference to Instagram. Instagram is in the news today, this week, owned by Facebook, but The two guys who were behind Instagram stayed on even after the purchase. They were kind of a model, right, to how to run a company independently, even though it was owned by another. And yet we learned this week that they're bolting. I don't know that we know yet why they're bolting, do we?
Yeah, there hasn't been a specific reason. It is one of those scenarios where they were the innovators of this, you know, thing that became Instagram, which was obviously a smash hit. It was acquired by Facebook. Facebook, you know, kind of let them keep running their own show a little bit. But as tends to happen with these situations, Facebook increasingly takes over and, you know, things start to get tense. And so the two founders did step away from the company.
And are they, is it advertising that they're worried about? Because Instagram sort of has been, and Instagram is the one big social media site that's actually growing. Right.
Instagram's growing, doing very well. It managed to kind of squash parts of Snapchat with its Insta stories and things. So it's been a largely positive story.
Right.
But, you know, anything that Facebook touches, it's going to get complicated.
Is there good news when it comes to Facebook? I feel like we only talk about them in a negative way, and yet they are such a part of our lives. They must be a positive force as well.
They have, you know, they have gotten so integrated into our lives. I think just now, you know, increasingly with the Russia type of thing, that just created such a huge cloud and just sense of like, whoa, what have we done here? That it has become a little bit of the poster child for some of these concerns about how we can be manipulated.
Yeah,
you know,
and sometimes
too.
We frame things like we're just programmed to react to negative stories about Facebook rather than the positive ones.
True.
There are a lot of kittens being saved, I'm sure, because of Facebook.
I'm sure there's good things happening. I'm sure people are reconnecting from high school and falling in love.
Mark Zuckerberg's children or child or whatever has a college education paid for because of Facebook.
That's for sure.
That's all good. Andrea Haynes, what's in red eye this weekend?
Yeah, so red eye has fall kind of basic, the things you have to do, the pumpkin patches, the places to get your apple cider and your pumpkin donuts. So it's kind of a fall preview.
All right. So the Harry's Razor, right? And they advertise here. I actually am a subscriber to the Dollar Shave Club. We had the CEO of Zawaro on earlier, and they're working to help businesses adapt to the subscription-based service. They say it's the real future. And Harry's came into some money. They want to figure out what else people can subscribe to, right?
Yes. So Harry's, which makes your shaving easier, has $112 million in new money. So they are looking to disrupt ways we buy other things. And that might include things like sunscreen, you know, those things that you use, you reuse. It doesn't really need to be a shopping experience. They can just send it to you.
And come every month. I guess they want to make sunscreen users or sunscreen use sort of a daily affair like a lotion.
Yep.
So you wouldn't do it just when you're going to the pool. Andrea Haynes, read more about that at Blue Sky Innovation. Also, check out Red Eye this weekend to figure out what you're going to do this fall.
Yep,
nice to see you. You bet. Andrea Haynes. Also in the studio this afternoon is Labi Adivu, who is the CEO of Medication Management Partners. Labi, welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You bet. So Labi is here as a Wintrust community leader. Tell me a little bit about Medication Management Partners. What do you do?
Sure. We provide pharmacy services to senior living communities, primarily assisted living, memory care, and some behavioral health communities in the Midwest. Our passion is to improve quality of life and simplify the pharmacy experience.
So I don't know too much about the senior health care centers. Are they generally affiliated with a hospital? There must be chains of them, right?
No, typically there's various different kinds of settings. These are typically the ones that we operate in are typically standalone, what you would see as an assisted living for-profit. But there are entities that are part of a continuum of care that may have independent living, assisted living, and then nursing home that may be non-for-profit and that may be associated with a health system. But for the most part, they're standalone operators.
And do you handle their prescription as a pharmacy or as dispensing medication?
So we are a licensed pharmacy, and we provide them with compliance packaging so that, as you can imagine, our average resident that we provide services to is 88 years old and will have somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 12 different medications.
Wow, right.
And instead of the nurse or that resident having or their family having to manage all those medications through a typical retail pharmacy, we will help consolidate those, package them so that they're accurate, safe, easy to distribute by the caregiver, and really just take a lot of the logistics and simplify that process.
I hadn't thought about the fact that, right, just the fact that the population you're dealing with, there's a lot of medication to keep track of, and I would imagine that's a great service to the facilities that they know you're dealing with that.
Well, yeah. So both from a convenience standpoint, but really also from a safety standpoint. So roughly 90%, 90% plus, because we're deploying some new automation next week, that goes through our pharmacy. Medications that are dispensed through our pharmacy are facilitated by automation, which makes it a lot more safe, a lot safer and more accurate of a process. In addition to that, we have licensed pharmacists. In addition to the technology, we have the licensed pharmacists who are certified in geriatric pharmacy that are reviewing these medications to make sure that what we're sending out is accurate and appropriate.
So how does Wintrust help you with that and the partner with a bank here, like Wintrust?
Well, obviously in terms of acquiring the technology, investing in the assets that are needed for us to grow the business, that has been something that has been very easy and good to work with, right, with Wintrust. Overall expansion, adding inventory, being able to invest in the growth of the business has been a really pleasant experience.
So with this big change or this improvement in automation coming next week, is that a time of great anticipation, anxiety, or how does that work for a CEO?
Yeah, it is because, you know, technology is good until
until
it doesn't work,
so much, right?
But the partners that we use to deploy these are really, you know, seasoned professionals. They've done this in numerous different settings, and we've been around now for 8-9 years and have gotten a good understanding of the potential risks and pitfalls. So we're prepared for it.
Labi Avdiu is the CEO of Medication Management Partners. Thanks for coming by today.
Thank you.
It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN.